This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. will send Ukraine medium-range rocket systems, which it's been pleading for, as it battles Russian forces. The AP's Tim McGuire.
President Biden is sending an advanced rocket system to Ukraine, but not one that can reach into Russia. In a guest essay published Tuesday evening in the New York Times, President Biden writes the U.S. is providing Ukraine with advanced rocket systems and munitions to more precisely strike targets on the battlefield. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
The point the president made is that we won't be sending long-range rockets for use beyond the battlefield in Ukraine.
The aid package, expected to be announced Wednesday, would send what the U.S. considers medium-range rockets, ones generally that can travel around 45 miles. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Investigators in Texas are still trying to interview Uvalde School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who state police have said was the commander on the scene when a gunman killed 19 students and two teachers. The Texas Department of Public Safety says Arredondo has not responded to interview requests. Meanwhile, we're learning more about that unlocked door the gunman used to get into the school. The door had been closed by a teacher. The AP's Jennifer King.
San Antonio attorney Don Flannery told the San Antonio Express News that the employee propped the door to carry food inside the school for the end-of-year celebrations. After seeing the wreck of the gunman's truck, she was on the phone with 911 when men at a nearby funeral home yelled, "He has a gun." She saw him jump the fence with a gun, kick the rock away, and remembers pulling the door closed while telling 911 that he was shooting. According to Flannery, she thought the door would lock.
President Biden will meet today with baby formula manufacturers as he works to ease nationwide shortages. Gas is $4.67 a gallon this morning, up about 8 cents in a week. A year ago, gas was $3.04 a gallon. This is AP News. Things are beginning to get back to some sort of normal in China's largest city, Shanghai, as the two-month COVID-19 lockdown begins to ease. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
People turned out at midnight to celebrate the lifting of the strict two-month lockdown. By morning, traffic, pedestrians, and joggers were reappearing on Shanghai's streets as China's largest city began returning to normal. The Communist Party is declaring the lockdown a success. It upended daily life for millions while severely disrupting the economy and global supply chains. I'm Ben Thomas.
Here at home, hurricane season is starting today. And in South Carolina, emergency officials want residents to get ready. It's Hurricane Preparedness Week there. Officials saying residents should know their evacuation zone and know how to prepare their home to ride out a storm and know what highways you need to take to evacuate. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.